After doing my career research, I chose an interior designer. The cluster that it fell under was architecture and construction. The duties that I found were that you have to work with a team and research concepts and materials to support a design team and technical issues, influencing concept of development. You have to work in timely schedules and coordinate comprehension throughout your team. You have to complete tasks and you have to conduct on-site observations to provide recommendations and help ongoing design projects. You have to prepare and present client presentations, and you also have to select furniture, materials, and decor, finishes, and stuff like that while being on budget. A day in a life as an interior designer would be to get up and grab a bite in the morning or a coffee while you chat about the day. You would chat about things such as projects, ideas. You would exchange feedback and discuss anything exciting in the design world. Then you would have like a group morning meeting or individual plan time, a quick meeting of like about the status of everyone's work, issues, and announcements. Also, that would include deadlines. And then you would go for lunch, relax for a bit, and then you would get back to work, like creating logos, advertisement, and giving feedback, and then maybe meet with a client, and then you could meet with a client any part of the day, and then after everything is kind of wrapped up, you would go home. On average, an interior designer works 40 hours a week. It's a Monday through Friday job. It's like a 9-to-5, but it really just depends on you and your job. Job skills include creativity, communication skills, knowledge of designs and trends, also like styles, color basics knowledge, understanding spatial balance, budgeting skills, time management skills. Education that you would need to become an interior designer is a bachelor's degree, is usually like required for an interior designer, as are like classes of interior design, like drawing and computer-aided design. A bachelor's degree in any field is acceptable, and interior design programs are available at all levels. Something you would want to know before you get the job or are thinking about getting a job as an interior designer is that it will take time to build a name. Like, you won't just all of a sudden be getting all of these clients, because it takes time to build your name up and that kind of stuff. Another thing to know is salary isn't always great. Like, you're not always going to be making the same amount you would, unless you work for like a company and you're paid hourly. Another thing to know is multitasking is essential, and you also need to have a heart and a passion for it. It's also not the same as just having taste, because everyone is different. Some people like a certain design and some people don't. Everybody is different, and being an interior designer isn't just having taste. It isn't just decor. You have to be very creative and open-minded. Some benefits for this job is that you'll have job satisfaction. Like, once you're done with a project, like, you will be satisfied because it's your work. Another benefit is it's growing demand. So it will be easier to find work, but it's not necessarily going to be easy. Another benefit is it's a creative library. Like, it's not always going to be the same. Working on one project isn't going to be the same as working on another project. Another benefit would be like being your own boss and like the work lifestyle, I would say. Being your own boss, if you were an interior designer and you were hired by a client, then you work for yourself, like they're paying you. Some facts that I found are interior design trends in one country may be completely different in another country. And I thought that was super interesting because life is so different here than it is everywhere else. But for other people, that's their every day. Another cool fact that I found was the average lifespan of a couch is 782 sitters and 1,663 spills, which I did not realize how much I spill on the couch until I read that, which is kind of crazy. Some pros and cons are, first, I'm gonna start off with the pros. Pros are definitely the creative process. Like, you get to be creative and you get to ultimately decide what's gonna happen for your project. Another pro would be interaction, which I think is so cool because I am super outgoing and I love talking to people. And it's also very easy to advance. Like, you have one client and you do a great job, and they tell their friends. And so it'd be easy to advance in that way. Cons would be payment, because you're not always going to have clients if you work for yourself, but if you work for a company, then payment could go either way. Another con would be client base is like you, if you work for yourself, you really have to build that client base. You have to get out there and you have to get your name out there. And I mean, your clients aren't just going to come to you because you have to build your name. And another con would be stress because there are deadlines with this job. So I think that would be super stressful and I would find that as a major con. My personal connection is I really thought that I was gonna really think that this job was like fit for me and be a good option. But I could not see myself in this job. Like, it does not sound like me. It is a lot harder than it sounds, and you have to be creative all the time. You have to work on a schedule and you have deadlines and you have to build your name. Like, you have to really put yourself out there, and that is a hard job. Honestly, I'm not sure if I could do that. But I did find this project super fun, and it's crazy to see the things that are like behind the curtain. You know, like these people are, they're on their feet, they are sitting, they're in an office, they're in a home. They don't just do one thing. And you don't have to live in a certain location to have this job. You work inside and outside. You mostly work days, I would say, from researching it. You don't work with animals or really anything like that unless it would be in the home of a client. So, I mean, if you had allergies, that would be a major con. But yeah, thank you for listening.